help you connect with some of these businesses that are here.
The Labor Department's Rapid Response Team offered advice on applying for unemployment benefits. Then representatives of several local companies moved into the room to set up a job fair. These companies have immediate openings to fill.
This is the best job market that we've had in many years. And so there is no reason why they will not be able to find a job. And we also have training available for them.
That's Carolyn Bright with the Department of Labor, which estimates up to 500 openings exist among local companies that match the skill sets these people offer. Joseph Verdolino is the staff representative at United Steelworkers.
The skill set they have is they're anywhere from electrical and mechanical workers to general laborers. Some of the facilities we have in it that are hiring are just looking for laborers, the general assembly. We're fairly confident that we'll be able to place a majority of them.
Tonawanda Coke workers have not yet been paid their final checks, and Verdolino says they'll need to work to secure contractually promised severance and benefits, especially with the company now in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Deshaun Young, one of the employees who attended Thursday's session, is upbeat about his chances of getting a new job and appreciative of his former employer.
They gave everybody a chance. Like, they gave a shot. Like, I was never in this industry at all. I went from being a school teacher to working at Tonawanda Coke. They gave me a shot. They gave everyone a shot. The hours were there.
Labor officials say those who were unable to attend this session may visit any of their career centers for assistance. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.